This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the current phase of fighting against Hamas in Gaza is winding down. VOA's Joe Ramsey reports.
Netanyahu says the stage could be set for Israel to send more troops to its northern border to confront the Lebanese militant group Hezbollah. The comments on Sunday threatened to further heighten the tensions between Israel and Hezbollah at a time when the two enemies appear to be moving closer to war. Netanyahu also signaled there is no end in sight for the grinding war in Gaza. The Iranian-backed Hezbollah began striking Israel almost immediately after Hamas's October 7th cross-border attack that triggered the Gaza war. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
Witnesses say at least 8 people were killed Sunday in Gaza City by an Israeli airstrike outside an aid center run by the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees. VOA's Arash Arabasadi has that story.
It was just one such mass fatality event in recent days near a humanitarian aid facility in the besieged Palestinian territories. At least 25 people were reported killed in a bombing near a Red Cross field hospital in Rafah. Head of the International Committee of the Red Cross Rafah office, William Schomburg,
we literally found body parts scattered.
The Israel Defense Forces released a video claiming to show strikes on Hamas military structures in the Gaza Strip at around the same time. Arash Arabasadi, News.
More than 1,300 people died during this year's Hajj pilgrimage as the faithful face soaring temperatures at Islamic holy sites in Saudi Arabia. The Saudi health minister said 83% of the fatalities were among unauthorized pilgrims who walked long distances in soaring temperatures. Egyptian officials said more than 660 of the dead were from Egypt. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports on the Ukrainian drone attack on Crimea and a Russian attack in Kharkiv.
Ukrainian drones and missiles have killed several people in Russia and Crimea. A video posted on Crimean Wind's Telegram channel shows the sky in Sevastopol while holidaymakers lie on the beach as the sound of explosions erupts nearby. Soon, the area is drowning in screams as everyone runs for cover. Officials say several people, including children, were killed by falling debris when 5 Ukrainian missiles were shot down in the Crimean port city. Russian authorities say over 100 people were also wounded by the Ukrainian drone and missile attack. The attacks came after Russia struck Kharkiv with 4 aerial bombs, hitting a 5-story residential building and killing several people. The following day, Russia continued to strike the city, killing one person. I'm Karen Chelas.
Russian authorities say more than 15 police officers and several civilians, including an Orthodox priest, have been killed by armed militants in the Southern Republic of Dagestan. They say the gunman opened fire into Orthodox churches, a synagogue, and a police post in 2 cities. The governor announced the numbers of dead in a video statement early Monday. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports on record-breaking flooding in parts of the plain states of the United States, where hundreds had to be rescued.
Across Iowa and South Dakota, days of relentless rain and swollen rivers resulting in record flooding. In Iowa, Eric Tigges with Clay County Emergency Management says flooding surpassed the 1953 record, with the river cresting as high as 22.1 feet.
The electronic gauge that the Iowa Flood Center put in was underwater.
He says when the flood gauge is underwater, it's high, and that high water forced hundreds of rescues, says Spencer City Fire Chief Jesse Colson.
This started for us at Saturday morning at 5:15 with our first rescues. We had 2 people in a submerged vehicle.
By the time it was over,
we conservatively rescued 383 people.
Officials say the water needs to recede enough so that residents can get back home safely and that electric and drinking water remain an issue. I'm Julie Walker.
U.S. federal authorities are offering a reward for information about those responsible for igniting a pair of New Mexico wildfires. That blaze killed at least 2 people and destroyed hundreds of homes. FBI Saturday offered up to $10,000 for information about the South Fork Fire and Salt Fire in southern New Mexico. Thousands were forced to flee the areas. Rain and cooler weather helped firefighters gain ground on the wildfires. Officials are urging the public to be aware of downed power lines, damaged water, sewer, and gas lines, flooding, and burn scars and other hazards. I'm Tommy McNeil.